Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, and I'm speaking with Laura Madsen, author of the new book, Healthcare Business Intelligence, which will be out in the coming weeks in book form from Wiley, although you can order the ebook right now on Amazon. We'll be talking about business intelligence and data analytics in healthcare. Thanks for joining us today, Laura.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Well, so what does business intelligence in healthcare mean overall? I mean, I think of things like clinical data analytics for accountable care organizations and all these quality measures that clinical folks are reporting right now, but I'm sure there's a lot more to it than that, right?
Yeah, there absolutely is, Don. I think one of the challenges with healthcare business intelligence is how do you differentiate the definition specific to an industry? And one of the things that I wrote about in the book is that I believe that healthcare business intelligence is fundamentally different than other business intelligence for other industries such as retail or manufacturing or financial services. We still have to integrate data from disparate source systems and all of that, but one of the things that is most important from a healthcare perspective that doesn't drive other industries as much is data quality. So, you know, the definition for healthcare business intelligence has to include this concept of very high data quality, but it also has to address this idea that we have to address clinical quality overall, the effectiveness of care, and value for business usage, in other words, our administrators, because we still have a business to run.
Well, one of the topics in your book deals with data integrity, and you've just spoken about data quality. I've heard other experts talk about this too, and a question I've always wanted to ask somebody like you is, in a healthcare setting, how do you maintain data quality and data integrity when you have these busy caregivers? You know, maybe it's a nurse or a doctor, maybe some of them are in their 50s or older, and they're doing, you know, the lion's share of the clinical data entry, and maybe not all of them are doing jumping jacks over this new electronic medical system they're being forced to use, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I go to the doctor like everybody else. I don't want him to be interacting with a machine on the wall. I want him to be interacting with me. And really from a BI perspective, the best thing that we can do is control the quality of the data once it gets into our business intelligence environment. Now, that doesn't mean that we let the clinicians off the hook, but what we want to do is we want to make sure that those transactional systems support the clinical workflow and don't get in their way, and then take what we can out of that sort of calculation, right? Put that into the BI environment and make sure that we manage the quality of the data within our business intelligence environment so that we can only provide certified data within the data warehouse that people use to do the reports and the analytics. Now, what that really means from a day-to-day perspective is that as you're integrating the data from the EHRs and all the other disparate source systems, you are still tracking data quality and you are still putting that back onto a process or a procedure within the hospital itself to make appropriate accommodations in the EHR when, you know, very finite data is appropriate, like a yes or a no. Don't make the physician type in yes or no, right? Make it a drop down or make it easy to really make that data very finite. And so we want to modify those processes when we can, but we really should put a lot of the responsibility for certified data in the areas that we can control and not put burden on the physicians.
Right. And you touched on interoperability there. How does data interoperability between systems, or the lack of it, since we're talking healthcare, how does that affect data integrity and all these things you're talking about?
It's incredibly challenging. I think, you know, the interesting thing is when I have conversations with people that are in the BI industry outside of healthcare and they talk about interoperability for their industries, it's really difficult to explain to somebody that doesn't have exposure to healthcare systems how unintegrated or uninteroperable our systems are. And it's very, very true when you look at just diagnosis codes, right? I mean, we have everything across the board. Obviously, we have ICD-10 coming, we have ICD-9, we have HCPCS, we have J-codes, we have SNOMED, and you know, yeah, you can get a crosswalk to get between those, but that crosswalk becomes more like a catacomb than a crosswalk. It would be very, very complex. So interoperability is just a very big issue for healthcare. It's one of the reasons I believe that we've been challenged to adopt healthcare BI like some of the other industries have. At the end of the day, what really is required is a lot of focus on the integration or the extract, transform, and load layer, the ETL layer, within the business intelligence environment. We have to add that context within that data, so it requires a clinical participant on your BI team. But it really comes down to people, right? The people have to put that business rule layer to allow for those systems to actually talk to each other within the data warehouse layer.
Right. So, and when we're talking about BI in healthcare, then you're talking about larger, separate applications that sort of rise above the specific clinical applications. We're not talking about basic features that are wired into electronic medical records, which you know you're starting to see little by little as needed features being baked into EHRs, so that smaller hospitals and physician practices can sort of do some of this collecting and reporting stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The some of the EHR systems are doing a very good job at trying to accommodate for all of the reporting and analytic needs that our healthcare organizations have. I think one of the challenges that those transactional systems have is at the end of the day, they are transactional systems, right? They are not meant to nor intended to provide reporting and analytics, and they're sort of trying to construct that out of that. So that's definitely a challenge for those organizations. The other thing that I think is probably the bigger issue, the bigger obstacle, is that these systems are not a full view of a healthcare organization. So in other words, if you have an EHR that's providing your clinical data, and maybe it's your only EHR and it covers all of your departments, that's great. But it's still not going to integrate with some of your operational systems. It's not going to integrate with your financial systems. And so you only have one piece of the picture, which from a competitive differentiation perspective isn't going to get you very far. When we look at all of the new regulatory requirements that are coming down the pike, we're not talking exclusively about, clinical care. We're talking about clinical care and effective clinical care in the face of good financial management. And you need all of those pieces together in order to ensure that you have a 360-degree view of your organization and all of the people that your organization supports. You can't get that out of the individual apps that are provided within those EHRs.
I'll ask you about hospitals in a bit, but let's focus on small solo doctors or small group practices. And they're probably going to be touching analytics and BIs through, accountable care organizations or IDNs or, larger through bigger organizations, right? They're probably not going to run much analytics or BI themselves. But what do they need to know to prepare about sort of this coming age of analytics that I believe is going to take over the healthcare industry?
Yeah. Small doctor practice is a really tough spot for them, right? Because the industry is, as I agree with you, Donna, is definitely going more towards a very analytic base. I recommend to those organizations that, look, they're not going to hire a huge IT shop and put them in the basement and let them tool away, right? That doesn't make a lot of business sense. But what they can get involved in is their health information exchange, those consortiums that provide benchmarked reporting and analytics back to these smaller organizations. Those are where those smaller groups should really play. They should also just come to terms with the idea that they should and will need to adopt an EHR at some point. I understand that the financials, even with the incentives for meaningful use, aren't really there for some of these smaller groups, but long-term, for some of these other advantages like an HIE, they really need to get on that train.
Mm-hmm. And then for our readers at Search Health IT who are hospital CIOs and clinical informaticists, what should they do to prepare for this analytics and BI stuff that's coming down the pike?
Yes, the analytics and BI stuff. In the book, I talk about the five tenets of healthcare business intelligence. This is really the five things that you do first. It's not the only thing that you do. It's not going to be the things that you're focusing on in year two, three, or four of your BI program. It's the stuff that you got to get up and running as soon as possible in order to be successful. The first tenet that I write about is data quality. None of us are going to argue that point in a healthcare setting. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to shoot for 100% data quality, because there really is no such thing as 100%. But if I were a hospital CIO, the first thing that I'm going to focus on is data quality. I really believe, and I wrote about this in the book as well, that the future of BI is going to require us to get better, more contextual data to the patient, which means that our user base for these data is going to grow exponentially over the next 5 to 10 years, as this younger generation that's used to that kind of information in the age of Facebook, is starting to consume a lot more healthcare. So you really need to have a good plan for that level of exposure and very solid data quality so that we can provide that kind of data in there. And really, these hospital CIOs, in my opinion, should hire somebody that's in charge of and is going to lead that BI effort for that organization, because it's a big job.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has all been very interesting and informative. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Don.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.